The Matanuska Susitna Borough has signed a memorandum of agreement with the village of Tionic to provide ferry service between the Cook Inlet Village and Anchorage and the Matsu Valley. Borough Manager John Duffy told Matsu Borough Assembly members last night that the MV Susitna Ferry Project is moving forward. Duffy said the borough has received a letter from Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich suggesting the borough seek dual permits for two possible Anchorage landing sites.
One of the thoughts that the mayor had was why not submit two permit applications, one for the Port of Anchorage and one for Ship Creek, and to move forward with an application with the Corps will cost us about $40,000 just to do the engineering design for the Port of Anchorage. So what we're trying to figure out is there a way that we can proceed with this dual permit application process and not have to spend that, you know, $40,000. You know, maybe we can get the cost down is what we're trying to do. We're trying to figure that out.
The issue of just where the ferry is to land in Anchorage has caused some friction between the two entities in the past. Duffy says he's optimistic that an agreement can be worked out. On the positive side, Duffy says Tionic villagers would benefit from future ferry service to Anchorage because the ferry is expected to be much cheaper than airfare.
Allows the members of the Tionic Village, Tionic Native Corporation, to have a major change in the quality of their life. I mean, it's very, very expensive to travel from Tionic to Anchorage. Anchorage would be the major beneficiary of this because the shopping trips, the medical trips, finance trips, all of those types of things are to Anchorage.
The new ferry is under construction in Ketchikan and is expected to be delivered to Matsu early next year. No officials from Tionic were available for comment on the story.